I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
You can hear in the background the strains of my electric razor and the Go-Go's playing. Why are we playing the Go-Go's? Belinda Carlisle is my guest tonight with Sandy Bernhard. I've never met Belinda Carlisle. No joke, I brought all my Go-Go's records in for her to sign. I was a huge Go-Go's fan. I still am. Huge Go-Go's fan. I saw them when I was in ninth grade in St. Louis and felt very gay dancing. Happy gay and gay gay. It was great. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the show. You know I always love having Sandy here. See ya. I've never met Belinda. I'm excited.
She got the beat, and when she's on the mic, you can all take a seat. It's Watch What Happens Live with Belinda Carlisle and Sandra Bernhard now. What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Wednesday night with two women who make the clubhouse feel like heaven is a place on earth. As the front woman of the Go-Go's, the first all-female rock band to top the Billboard charts, you know my first guest for hits like We Got the Beat, Vacation, Heaven is a Place on Earth, every song you've ever danced to in your leg warmers. Her newest album, Wilder Shores, is out now. It's great. Download it now. Please welcome Belinda Carlisle, everybody. While Belinda famously sang, "Our lips are sealed," my next guest's lips never are. Thank God. That's just the way I like it. Listen to her on Sandyland on SiriusXM's Radio Andy. Hey, Sandy Bernhard.
Hi, honey.
Great to see you.
Oh, I never see you anymore.
I know.
Anymore.
I saw you this morning at Sirius, and now I'm seeing you now. And
I love
in honor
it.
Of the 80s icon in the house, tonight's bartenders are our favorite Real Housewives of the 1980s. First up from Jersey, it's Teresa and Dolores and the sizable contribution they made to Aquanet. Oh, my God. To say that I am a fan of yours and that you were an influence of me when you first came out with the Go-Go's is an understatement. I brought my albums.
Yes.
I have my Go-Go's albums. Literally, I was listening to Beauty and the Beat the other day. Iconic, iconic, yeah. Amazing. Anyway, so thank you for being here. And I want to mention that the two of you are actual real-life great friends.
We are. Old friends. Like 30 years.
Yeah. We've known each other from way back in the day in L.A. on the scene. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we also used to lay on tables right next to each other at the
face
place. When we got our facials.
Oh, I love
and
it.
And we would talk like, you know, there's a sheet in between. And we would talk and catch up and gossip.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
How I would like to have a recording of one of those conversations.
Always fun.
Got to shout out your shoes. I love both of your shoes. You're kind of complimentary.
Mine are Tibby. Yours are?
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
I got no problem with that. I have to say that tonight on the reunion, Teresa said madam. I think she was pronouncing it madnum. Anyway, it was hilarious. And our first poll question tonight, by the way, is whose side are you on, Teresa or Kim D? That was an amazing moment when Teresa, when she came out and Teresa said madnum. I really enjoyed that. And it looks like that's a landslide. That's 94%. On tonight's Jersey reunion, Dolores and Siggy also had their moment. They reminded me of Statler and Waldorf on The Muppets. Take a look.
I'm so f***ing tired of that piece of f***ing s***.
I love to get her to this point.
I don't want anything to do with Dolores Catania, that piece of s***.
You hear her?
I don't even want ears on set hearing that.
Good luck, Teresa. Have fun with that.
My daughter graduated summa cum laude.
I don't think she did either.
Danielle,
I'll go toe-to-toe with you on that one.
Danielle, we'll go toe-to-toe. We'll never go toe-to-toe with anything.
He's asking me a question.
I know, here's her moment.
To be honest with you, that's exactly what happened.
To be honest, she doesn't know what that word means.
By the way, our Watch What Happens Live podcast is now available on Apple Podcasts. It includes pre-show goodies and the after show. So check that out and subscribe. Anyone who's been blessed enough to see Sandy perform live on stage has felt that glorious moment where you trade the chaos in the world for a warm embrace from Sandy B. But here's what, there's so much pandemonium out there in the universe that the only cure is another dose of sandemonium. Okay, Sandy, I want to get your opinions on some current issues.
Okay.
Thoughts on the Megyn Kelly versus Jane Fonda drama?
Well, honey, you can't mess with Jane.
Right, right.
I mean, Jane is like a stable. She's a staple, rather. Thoughts? She has her own stable.
Yes. Thoughts on the accusations that Trump had an affair with an adult film?
Stormy?
Stormy.
Stormy is everything to me.
She is. Do you love Stormy? Yeah.
Well, she reminds me so much of Ivanka.
She does.
That's what he said,
allegedly. Yeah. Thoughts on the idea that that people want Oprah to run for president?
You know something? She was so inspiring when she spoke at the Golden Globes. But Oprah's not running for president.
Right, right.
She'd be insane to trade her fabulous, relaxed life.
Yeah. Right, right.
No.
Thoughts on Kim Kardashian naming her new daughter Chicago? Yay or nay on the name, Sandy?
What did we talk about the other day? Remember?
That it was maybe Chicago. What?
No. Remember, because she said it was like, it was by, remember she had the baby by...
I don't remember.
Oh, it was funny.
I don't remember.
Oh, God. Well,
it was already two days ago.
We blew that one.
I know, we did. thoughts on Bitcoin, Sandy? Would you invest?
Absolutely not.
No.
No way, honey. If I can't touch it, if I can't hold it, and if I can't go out and buy something, those Louis Vuitton boots, forget it, honey. No.
Sandy is not on board with Bitcoin. Thank you very much. Everybody go see Sandemonium touring coast to coast. It's all new material.
By surrogate. She said the baby was born by surrogate. We thought that was what the baby was called.
Yes.
By surrogate.
Yes.
Thank God they cleaned that
up. I'm glad
you
did. Finally, while Belinda and Sandra's careers were cemented in the 80s, can the same be said for their style? Here's what. I'm going to show you photos of yourselves circa 1980-something. Tell us if you'd still rock those looks.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm down with it.
Here we go. Belinda, big bows and scrunchies. Yay?
Yay.
Yay.
Still
do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sandy, what about these suit pants with a little midriff?
Honey, that was a Romeo Gigli. Yes.
Yes. Sandy is in. Belinda, would you rock these puffy, oversized sleeves?
I think my mom made that dress,
is
actually.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would.
Nostalgia. Okay, Sandy, check this. I hope you still have this white poncho dress.
That is undoubtedly Isaac Mizrahi.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Yes. Belinda, belted shirts. You were big on belted shirts in the day, if I recall.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Yes. Yay? Maybe
no,
not.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, no. Sandy, see-through clothing.
That was also Romeo Gigli.
Yes.
And that really wasn't see-through. That was just, I don't know what the hell I was doing.
Okay, well, you were showing us your ass. Okay, Belinda, what about a fringe dress accessory?
No.
No. All right. Thank you very much. I loved your book, by the way, Belinda.
Thank you.
It was fantastic.
Thank you.
And there was so much in it. And, I mean, we're about to do a Shotski, but you talk, and which you're going to have water, but you talk in the book about overcoming a severe addiction to a variety of things.
Oh, yeah.
Is there one thing that you credit for that achievement?
Rock bottom.
Right, right.
Wanting to survive.
Exactly, exactly. Survival instinct. Yeah. I mean, and there's plenty in this book that I have, plenty that's not in the book, too.
But, really?
But I'd say, yeah, survival.
Right. Rod Stewart he said in his book that he couldn't believe the partying of the Go-Go's. Like, it blew him away.
I remember Rock in Rio. Yeah, I do remember that night. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
He had never been up all night, but so we had to, like, coach him through. And he made one of the other girls and myself go with him to his show the next day so he could look at us and know that we felt a lot worse than he did.
I love it. I love it that you guys in the Go-Go's, you women, partied like men. You slept with each other, like, with fans and stuff like men.
No, we never did.
You didn't?
No.
Really? That was always my
impression. We liked the idea of that, but when it came time to, like, bring guys back, we would hide in our dressing room. We didn't want to see them.
Oh, you know? That's interesting.
But yeah, it wasn't about sex so much.
All right, let's do a sober Shotski, okay? It's still fun, everybody. Here we go. I want to make sure this is right because I actually do have a teeny bit of tequila. I don't want to get this one wrong.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. We're going to do this on three. Okay? Okay. One, two, three. Yeah. Sandy Larkin-M said, I love Sandra's dress. Who makes it?
Tibby.
Tibby.
Oh. Tibby. Oh, I just pulled my Tibby up.
You wrote about this in your book also, but since you're here, I love your relationship with your son, who came out when he was 14 to you.
Right.
What was your reaction to that when he was just 14?
Well, he told me in the car when I was driving and I had to pull over, even though I kind of knew that he was, but it's still, as a parent of a gay child, it was still a little bit shocking.
Your husband was a pro ball player and...
Oh, no, no, they got the wrong one. That's
it. Oh, I do? Oh, is that your ex? Oh, sorry. Okay, forget it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Frankie from South Carolina. Yeah, because I wanted to hear how that went. Okay. Hey, Frankie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love Radio Andy. It's the best radio station ever of all.
Thank you.
Andrew, I love Sky Radio Andy. And I hope you make a guest appearance of Will and Grace. But my question is for Belinda, Head Over Heels Carlisle.
Okay.
I know that Karen Valentine left the group twice. Do you guys still have a good relationship? And how's the rest of the band?
Kathy Valentine, how's your relationship?
And... Oh, she's actually we're doing a show together this coming weekend with Kathy. And
is the band, and otherwise the band
is
all
great. I think everybody's
great.
Getting along really well.
Oh, good. Yeah. Happy to hear that. Yay. Let's go to Jamie from California. Hey, Jamie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love your show. Hi, Belinda. I love your music. But this question is for Sandra.
Okay.
Sandra, I want to know if you would throw me a bone on what is going on with the Roseanne reboot. What can you tell us? Anything?
It's
going
to be fabulous. I'm on the 9th episode. There's only 9 in this season.
They saved Nancy for last.
They saved Nancy for last. I'm thrilled to be back. Everybody was in tip-top shape. No complaints. Everybody's...
I love it that Roseanne on the show is a Trump supporter.
Yes.
I mean, I think that'll be really interesting.
Well, I think she sort of, segued into that.
Yeah. Linda C. said, when you were touring with the Go-Go's, what other rock band or musician was the most fun to party with?
Besides Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
The Go-Go's and INXS toured together, and that was quite the...
Wow.
That must have been
nuts. Oh, my God, it must have been. Were you in, the 80s, there were so many great women that came out of the 80s.
Right.
From Cyndi Lauper to Madonna and on and on. What was your relationship with other women of the day?
I'd see Madonna jogging on the street, say hi. Or Jane Fonda's, the aerobic studio. and Robertson. And
hold on a minute.
Yeah.
You would see Madonna at Jane Fonda's aerobic studio.
Yes, I would, on Robertson.
I haven't even heard that one.
Being me back to the 80s.
Wow.
Yes.
And a pair of leg warmers.
Yes, honey.
Yes.
Wow, okay. Good, so you saw each other around. Mindy Ambu, I love Sandyland. Sandy, which interview has been your favorite? Have you ever clashed with anyone off air?
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
God, I've had so many great interviews.
Yeah.
I mean, Belinda was my first, and she'll be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Great.
So, I mean, there's nothing better than talking to your friends in a casual setting.
Bette Midler was great.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I mean, Lily Tomlin, and the list goes on and on.
It's game time, everybody. In 2010, Belinda wrote the memoir I was discussing, Lips Unsealed, which proved she lived such a sensational and fascinating life. Anyone who read it thought, you really can't make this stuff up. Or can you? We're going to find out with go-go or no-go. Our announcer, Paul, will read a fact about Belinda. Sandra and I will have to guess if it's real or made up. What's our first fact, Paul?
Belinda got arrested in Tomorrowland at Disneyland for stealing.
I'd say yes.
I say 100% true.
It's true.
Oh, my God.
I just
Do you
knew
remember
it.
What you stole?
I stole one of those tiki, you know, they used to have the tiki necklaces.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. All right.
I think what that's you, worth stealing.
Me too. What else, Paul?
Belinda's hidden talent is she can do a really good lazy eye.
Oh, that's mine too. Is it true, Sandy?
I've never seen her do it. I say no.
Is it true, Belinda? Oh, is that a lazy eye? Okay, Paul, what's next?
Belinda has 3 parrots and 1 fish, and the fish's name, Charlie.
No.
She lives in Thailand.
No.
I feel like she does. No?
No.
Oh, okay. Last fact, Paul.
Belinda fell over a monitor while on stage in front of 3,000 people.
Oh.
I'd say yes.
1,000%.
Yes.
Let's do one more, Paul.
Belinda once hooked up with Rod Stewart.
That I don't think is true.
Look at this. You're really good at the deadpan thing, B.
I know.
What? You're very good at being deadpan.
Am I?
Did you hook up with Rod Stewart?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Belinda Carlisle. Belinda, Eric G., what was your reaction to the moment in Truth or Dare when Madonna and her backup singer imitated your voice, singing Heaven is a Place on Earth?
I was annoyed.
You were annoyed?
Well, kind of, because Donna sang background for me for years. So it was,
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I mean, it was silly. It was a little bit betrayed, but then I got over it. And Donna, actually, I talked to her a few months ago.
I'm sure she's on your side now.
Did you ever talk to Madonna about it?
No. It was, you know, really small potatoes in the scheme of things.
Yes, of course. Sandy, let's go to Stephen from Illinois. Hey, Stephen, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. It's Stephen Thompson from Bloomington Normal, Illinois, again. And this is wonderful. My question is for Sandra. It's, who do you think should run against Donald Trump in 2020? And then, Andy, I just wanted to say to you, you're awesome. And, like, how do I get tickets to your show? And, Sandra, go ahead and answer that question.
Who should run against... Well, hopefully Donald Trump won't be running in 2020, so it won't be an issue. Let's just leave it at that.
I think he will be. Sandy, or Belinda, Olivia B., do you have a group text with the Go-Go's going?
Not at the moment, I don't think. I have to check my phone.
It's time for my Mazel of the Day. Remember the ice bucket challenge a few years back that raised millions of dollars for ALS research? Well, there is a new, hotter challenge out there. I had never heard of it. It's called the ALS Pepper Challenge. Today, I was nominated by Sharon Osbourne and Julie Chen over at The Talk. It's only for Julie Chen, who I love very much. Now, before I take this, I want to say I hate peppers. I hate spices. But this is a good cause.
Uh-oh.
Before I take it, I would like to nominate Melania Trump, our first lady. And you at home can participate by posting your hot pepper video online with the hashtag ALS Pepper Challenge. Go to ALS Therapy Development Institute at ALS.net to donate now. Here goes nothing.
Today's jackhole goes to Julie for shouting out my name because I don't know if my taste buds are ever gonna recover!
Thank you, Melinda. Thank you, Sandra. Oh, oh my God. Hey, everybody, it's Andy. Melinda's album is Wilder Shores. It's out now. It's a new musical called Head Over Heels. It's bound for Broadway this summer. It features the musical, the music of the Go-Go's. My tongue is burning off. Sandra Bernhard's upcoming shows, she's going to be in London on February 22nd.
Ronnie Stotts.
Ronnie
Stotts. Give me that. I need a CD because I'm not hooked up to Sonos or anything.
Returns as Nancy in the new Roseanne reboot, and you can hear her every day on Sandyland on Sirius XM Radio. Andy. Was there anything in your book that you regretted putting in there?
No, the stuff that there's plenty of stuff, like I said, that didn't get in. So I'm comfortable with it.
You are?
Yeah.
Did you hear from anybody that you put in the book that was pissed?
No, because I didn't do anybody's dirty laundry except my own. That was important to me.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
From Alfred, New York.
Cool.
Andy, fan from the first show. Sandra loves you, but my question's for Belinda. Did you ever disagree with your husband's politics, and is he a vegetarian also?
Yeah, my husband worked for Reagan but he's not conservative at all. He wouldn't consider himself a Republican. He would consider himself a Reagan Democrat. Back then, I didn't really pay attention to politics. Now, of course, our family is very political because my son is very politically active.
Yes.
So, it's never a problem in our house because we're all extremely liberal.
Is he a vegetarian?
Morgan?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Is he now?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. We're all, I'm working on my veganism, but we're pretty much on
wow.
Do you still eat a little bit of fish?
No.
No fish?
Mm-mm. No.
Wow, you live in Thailand and no fish.
It's not hard to do.
Right.
It's not hard to do.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Cheryl. I'm calling from Charleston, West Virginia. I love you to death, Andy.
Oh, thank you. I love your accent.
Okay. Thanks. Hey, listen, my question is for Sandra. I'd like to know, are we going to see her back on Will and Grace?
I don't think I'll be back on Will and Grace, only because I don't think they're going to be, like, looking for an apartment again. So I don't know.
Right.
I don't know how they're going to squeeze me back into the show. But a lot of people keep asking, so maybe eventually they'll figure out some way to use me
on Will and Grace.
That'll be fun.
Were you just on that one episode?
Two.
Two episodes.
Yeah.
Was it a two-parter?
No, they just brought me back for a small thing the second time. I don't even remember what it was exactly, but...
Where exactly did the two of you meet?
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
I have no recollection of the first time we met. Do you?
No, I don't.
Well, if I don't.
I think it was Milwaukee Summerfest. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Does that make
really?
Sense?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, because you were performing. And
yes,
I
that does
there.
Make sense. Absolutely.
Wow.
I think that was it. And then we went to Hugo's afterwards when we got back to L.A.
Yes.
And met up.
And we've met at Hugo's so many times since.
Is Hugo still around?
Yes.
Yeah.
The one in the valley now, an outpost in the valley.
Really?
Yes.
Back to the phones. But that Hojo's is gone. The last stop off the Hollywood. Is it still there?
Oh, no, it's not Hojo's. That's
IHOP?
That's the The last cappuccino before the 101. Oh. Yeah, that's still there.
Oh, it is.
But it's not as good as it used to
be. That was in your show a few years
ago. That was in, what show was it? I don't even remember. I guess it was I'm Still Here, Damn It.
Right.
Yeah.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, it's Brian. I'm calling from Oakland, California.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, I just want to say shout out to Sandy. You're amazing. I saw you in P-Town a few summers ago. It was awesome.
Oh, thank you. I thought you said Andy. I didn't hear the S. Great. I love going to P-Town. P-Town's so fun. It's like a little enclave of fun, gay, crazy. And now it's being taken over by straight people.
Is
it? But yeah. You can head over to Turo. We're all going to Turo now.
Well, oh, you go really? To Truro? Okay, I'll catch up with you in Truro.
Okay, yeah. The town of fabulous nobodies, that's what they call it.
Well, I love that.
Love that.
Because we're all fabulous nobodies in the end.
Yeah, it's so true.
Thank you, honey.
But you're welcome. I have three questions for Belinda.
Three?
Belinda,
okay.
I've been a fan of yours since 1981. Three questions. First one, what do you say in the beginning of Beatnik Beach? You say one, two, and then something.
Oh, can I guess?
I can't hear
Hold
what
on.
Say.
He says, what do you say at the beginning of Beatnik Beach? I think they say one, two, G-O-G-O.
Yeah, that's
Am
it.
I right?
Yes.
Yes! Okay. Good. Okay. That's what she says.
So relaxing.
Yeah. Oh, my God, this is so exciting. What's your second question for Belinda?
I thought it was treat all. But anyway.
No, it was G-O-G-O.
Second question is, what is your go-to mantra?
My go-to?
Mantra.
Mu mantra, which isn't on the album, but that's it's basically reminding oneself of the infinity and everything.
And that I will album. Say, before
and
you ask the third
on
the, question.
Oh, on this one. But on this one, I would say my favorite's Ekankar Satguru Prasad.
Say what the album is about, by the way, before you ask your third question.
Okay, it's a pop album, but it's repetitive mantra I've been chanting for years, and I know its power. And I thought that it would be interesting to put mantra in a pop song format to make it more listenable.
Wow.
And so you can put it on, she's heard it, you can put it on in a room and think it's a normal album until you listen to it and you think, what is she singing? And it's in a Sanskrit language called Gurmukhi. And it has a lot of power behind the words. So you can put it on in a room and really change the atmosphere.
Wow.
Oh, amen.
Wow, your last album was a French album.
Yes.
And then this is in Gurmukhi.
Well, because I've been chanting, every album I've done is, I mean, I lived in France for 25 years.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do a French album. And this is because I've been chanting for, 15, 16 years.
Wow.
So, so they're powerful mantras put into a pop song format.
That's very, very good.
Last question, sir.
Yeah, by the way, the album is amazing. It's
stunning. Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And last question, I guess, what is your beauty regime, but what moisturizer do you use?
I know. You look fantastic. He wants to know what's your beauty regime and what moisturizer do you use?
Sisley, actually.
Sisley.
Yeah.
But S-I-S-L-E-Y.
I've always, no matter how, what a mess I was, like at nighttime, through the years, I always took my makeup off.
That is really next level.
No, it's true. I think that has something. I always, no matter how out of my gourd I was, I'd always take my makeup off.
When you went solo, was there resentment from the other members of the group? I know Charlotte wrote some music for you, but from the other members of the group, was there resentment?
Well, I'd like to think not, but, I went solo after the band broke up, so.
Okay.
So Jane actually had her first solo album out.
Yep.
Before I did.
Cool.
Cool Places was with Sparks.
Yes.
Yeah, and then she did Blue Kiss, and she had a great album. So there was a few of us that had solo albums.
Very good. I want to thank Belinda and Sandy. What a joy this has been for me. For more, click around BravoTV.com, everybody. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.